Praised be Jesus and Mary. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. And so one who fears is not yet perfect in love. St. John, the Apostle, tells us today. One who fears is not yet perfect in love, but nonetheless, fear, a healthy fear of the Lord, is quite compatible with true love. In fact, scriptures tell us that the beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord, and there is no justification without fear. Love has to have its beginning, and very often that's exactly how it begins. It begins with a healthy fear of the punishments that God inflicts for our sinful actions. It begins with a healthy realization that our actions have consequences, and sinful actions have consequences too. And it's precisely these consequences, fear of them, that makes us turn away from the evil actions themselves. And that is the beginning of justification. However, it is not yet perfection. A fear of punishment implies a certain attachment to wrongdoing, a certain clinging to desires that are against the will of God. As we grow in love, as we grow in conformity with God's will, that fear is dispelled by perfection of love. Once we desire nothing but God, nothing but His will, nothing but whatever pleases God, well, then naturally that fear of punishment is dissipated. And what we fear, the only thing that we fear, is simply losing God Himself. No more fear of punishment. Fear has to do with punishment, St. John tells us. But we fear the only one thing, displeasing God, losing God, offending God. Let's seek to then arrive at this perfection of love. No one wants to live in fear and in anxiety. That's something that plagues our modern world today. It plagues it because it is steeped in evil doing. It is steeped in confusion, far from God as it is. So let us grow in love so as to arrive at perfect love. Let us multiply our good works. Let us multiply the works done out of love for God so as to replace, displace, and to make, leave no room for any evil doing in our lives, any desires contrary to the will of God. And we will experience that peace that comes with perfect love that casts out all fear, all anxiety, makes us rest in God in a firm possession of Him and a hope of possessing Him for all eternity in heaven as well. Praised be Jesus and Mary.